Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We love following Hardy's successful career because, first and foremost, Hardy's a friend. What's going on, man?
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
We're great. Happy new daddy to you, honey.
Thank you so much. We're so excited.
Be 100% honest. Are you doing this early morning tour because you need to plug all the things that are happening in your life professionally, or you're just happy to get out of the house for a couple minutes of peace and quiet?
Hey, look, I'm doing this early morning tour because it's the only time in my life I've ever been up this early in the morning.
I bet. I bet.
Hey, Tam and I, we love you. You know that. And your beautiful bride and your beautiful family now, man. We knew that you would do it, but it's still just embrace fatherhood, man. It's just a whole new life now.
It is. I mean, even just already. And it's just been such a blessing. And we also are just so lucky. She's such a good baby and she's really made it easy on us. And it's just amazing. Every day is something new and she's just coming to life and, you know, smiling and laughing and doing all the stuff you want her to do. And it's just amazing.
I don't think you could have picked a more perfect name for her.
Oh, well, Callie gets all the credit there.
She looks like a Rosie. When you look at her, you're like, oh my God, of course that's her name.
Yeah, the rosy cheeks.
Oh, so cute.
That's so beautiful. So things are so great for Hardy right now. Yes, personally, but yes, also professionally. Congratulations. All your hard work is paying off. You know that. We're also so stoked that you chose to start your tour, the Jim Bob World Tour, off right here, May 22nd, in beautiful San Diego, California, a place that you hold very close to your heart.
Yeah, and you know, I thought, why not? That'd be great. And I knew I had that. I was talking to my booking agent, and you know, he was like, "We got to go back out to the West Coast." And I was like, "Why don't we just kick the whole thing off in San Diego and make a big thing of it with all the family and everybody?" So I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great time.
So it's May 22nd, and of course, half of your in-laws and Callie's family will be there at the show. So hopefully, there's room for us to come in there. But I am so excited for this show.
Well, first of all, of course, you guys are our favorites. So you guys can we'll give you the access pass anywhere you want to go.
Hang on for one second, Hardy.
Yes.
One second. Well played, Tammy. you were saying, my good friend.
Oh, my goodness. No, I mean, truly, it's just, it'll be a great, some of my favorite shows. I'll never forget the show that I did with Morgan there a few years ago was one of my favorites. It was a wonderful crowd. And anyway, long story short, it's going to be really cool to be headlining it now and be back, and it's super special.
We're talking to Hardy, headlining. His opening night will be at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater, May 22nd, a perfect kickoff to summer. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets right now for that show at KSON.com. Hardy, hang out for a little while. Go take care of Rosie. And when we come back, I want to talk about your rock influences. What rock star do you call a personal friend? It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only a hugely successful musician, but one of our good friends, Hardy, is with us. Hardy is kicking off his tour right here in San Diego in May at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater. You can get your tickets at KSON.com. A Hardy concert is a rock concert, man. And I was thinking about you over the weekend. I saw AC/DC at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dude. I mean, yes. The lead guitarist of AC/DC, Angus Young, is 70 years old. Brian Johnson, the lead singer, is 76 years old. And they were killing it. I'm thinking to myself, I can see Hardy up there, 70 years old. Rosie's a wife. She's got two kids. still, and they're doing beautifully, by the way. Doing your thing at that age. Do you see Hardy extending his career into that time of your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as long as I'm willing and able, I 100%. I see guys now, like you said, like Angus Young and all these people that are like the Stones are another great example. And I just think stuff like that keeps them young and keeps them active, and also just the love of performing. You know, there's just, you couldn't keep me away. I don't think the only way I could do it, could not do it, is if I were not physically able. I mean, I love it so much.
So, Hardy, you obviously have had great success in country. You also have great success in rock right now, three active singles. You're going to bring together this crowd that is one of my favorites to experience, because I took my best friend's husband to your show when you came in for Morgan Wallen and played at Petco. And he was like, he looks at me after you started and he goes, I really like this guy. Cause he's a rock guy, right? And he likes country, but he loves rock and roll. And you turned him into the ultimate fan because of what you do when you're on stage. You blend it all so well.
Thank you so much. You know, I mean, it all kind of came a little just naturally to me, as far as, you know, I didn't have like this grand idea that, hey, I'm going to be a rock country artist. It just sort of just have been doing what I do naturally. And just thankfully, it seems like it's cohesive or palatable, whatever you want to call it. It's really cool to see the marriage of the two. And I've had a lot of fun building relationships with, like, you know, having my, you know, just the random people that I meet through the country and rock world, and never thinking those universes would ever collide and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm just thankful that this weird, whatever you want to call my subgenre of whatever, is just working, and that people love it, and people like rock people can get into country, and country people can get into rock, you know?
We know, Hardy, about your collaborations in the country world, people that you've gotten to know in the country world. Who would we be surprised that you hang with in the rock world?
Ooh, what would be, I would say the biggest one is like somebody I've talked to probably twice a month on the phone and stuff, is Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. Yeah, that's probably number one. And that's one that I also just never in a million years would ever think I'd be chumming it up with.
You have a very natural acting ability. You can see it in a lot of the stuff that you do.
Agreed.
Is that an area you think you'll explore more?
I've thought about this a lot, and yes, the short answer is yes, I would love to, but I've learned that I can only do specific things. Like, I can either, like, play myself or just a character that would be just like myself, or have to play like an intense role. I couldn't be like Johnny Depp and go play like Willy Wonka and put on like just a completely different hat. I feel like I want to do it. I would love to be in a movie, but the role has to be right, or I feel like I would just suck at it.
All right. So Chocolat, no, but Joe Dirt too? Sure.
Yeah. Dude, Joe Dirt, I think there is a Joe Dirt 2, but Joe Dirt 3, count me in.
Or you could play an evil villain, too. I think you could do that very well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, sadly, it's like the angry, evil, mean, like, that seems to, for some reason, come naturally, or just, you know, myself, which is the opposite of that. But those are the two options I've given myself.
Yeah. We're so happy things are happening for Hardy professionally. Obviously, personally, we're also so happy to be able to call you and your wife friends. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait to get you here, man, for the opening of the Jim Bob World Tour. He's also headlining Europe for the first time. This is a big, special time for you, Hardy, and we know that you appreciate it, and we know how hard you've worked for it, man. It's great seeing a person's dreams come true before our very eyes. Thanks for letting us be spectators, pal.
Oh, I love you guys. Y'all are awesome, and I truly can't wait to see you, and I can't wait to come back to Southern California. I love it out there.
Yeah, all right, we're looking forward to it. Please give lots of love, mooches and hugs to Callie and to Rosie for us.
I will do that. I will do that later today.
All right, Hardy. You take care of yourself. You be safe.
Okay, we'll do. Bye, guys.
All
right,
honey.
Get your tickets right now at KSON.com. Hardy, North Island Credit Union Amphitheater, May 22nd. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.